It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As we've been hearing, last night on Capitol Hill, the House passed legislation to end the longest federal shutdown in U.S. history. The Senate approved the funding deal on Monday after 8 Democrats joined Republicans to end the stalemate. And President Trump signed the funding package on day 43 of the shutdown. Here to talk about the House vote last night and the shutdown's end is Democratic U.S. Representative Gwen Moore of Milwaukee. She represents Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. Representative Moore, thanks for joining us.
And thanks for having me, Kate. So good to be on public radio.
You are one of 207 House Democrats who voted against yesterday's measure to reopen the government. Explain why you voted the way you did.
Well, Kate, this is the only thing I have as a member. It's my vote. And it sort of mirrors the vote that I cast back in September, where I was unwilling to be a standard bearer for the continuing resolution, which had incorporated provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill, which there was no discussion about, in particular, the advancement of the premium tax credits to prevent millions of people from experiencing 114% increases in their premiums, the healthcare premiums. It didn't address, of course, the $1 trillion hole that we left in healthcare in general, but with the Medicaid cuts and the $500 billion in Medicare cuts, it didn't address. So it was the same vote. It was a mirror vote. That in addition to that, the Senate went on to advance some very, very poison pills in the bill. I mean, there was a corrupt provision to give 8 GOP senators up to $1 million in funding, including my own senator, Ron Johnson, people who were implicated in the January 6th insurrection, to further vindicate the president from his inaction on January 6th and to just sort of erase the criminal aspect of January 6th by really providing these senators with a slush fund. And then third, it really did not address the administration's assault on Congress's power of the purse. There was not a single provision in this Senate bill that would prevent the Congress, and particularly the House and the president, from putting through another rescissions package. There's no guarantee that every single appropriation in this bill won't be snatched back by the president with the willing support of the Senate and the House.
Representative Moore, I want to circle back to last night and take a listen to House Speaker Mike Johnson right before last night's vote.
I'm going to guess for you that most of our Democrat colleagues are going to vote again to close the government, again to take food out of the mouths of families that need it, again to deny pay to federal employees, again to stall flights and cancel airlines and do all the rest that they've done. But we are not going to let them succeed in that gambit.
Was the shutdown worth it for Democrats?
Well, let me say this. It was what it was. All we have, Kate, is our vote. You know, and so in the very beginning, in September, the gambit was our President Trump's way or the highway. And all we had to express our view was our vote. And we used our vote accordingly. My constituents said it was well worth it, even though they endured some suffering.
But Republicans didn't budge with negotiation, and
exactly.
now you are back to square one on health care subsidies.
Well, I'm not going to second guess what the 8 Senate Dems did, because apparently they have different relationships with the Senate Republicans, and they feel that they have extracted some sort of promise to have it at least put up for a vote. And if and when they do, I think the American people will have an opportunity, in fact, to see who is depriving people of health care. And with regard to, you know, Representative Johnson indicating that we were depriving people of food, honest to God, we saw the president in real time fighting court injunctions to feed people, appealing a judge's decisions to feed people, refusing to deploy the emergency resources that were right there, not dependent upon the government being opened or not.
And you're talking about the SNAP benefits, even though courts ordered them to fully fund SNAP. And how quickly will people who receive SNAP food assistance benefits get payments now that the government has reopened?
Well, the president has promised that it might take some time, but there's absolutely no reason for it to take any time other than the cruelty that we have seen this president and his cohorts in the Republican Congress are willing to extract. These people were serious. The insurrection, Kate, began January 6, 2021, and it never stopped. And I guess it's hard to blame them to continue their resolve, even if it meant starving people, even if it means, you know, taking, you know, they have voted over 70 times to kill Obamacare. This is the death blow to Obamacare by not extending those premium credits. It's the death blow. There are people who will not be able to afford to continue health care. They were determined to destroy the government. And just one other point before I yield back to you, okay? $186 billion was taken out of SNAP in the so-called clean CR environment. And so people who are receiving SNAP now will find that they'll fall into a category where they'll only be able to get SNAP for 3 months in a 3-year period of time as we've changed the law. And so we have seriously withdrawn food support from the 42 million Americans who rely on it.
We have House Democrat Gwen Moore on the phone about the House vote last night ending the government shutdown, President Trump signing it into law. You know, the resolution fully funds the government only through January 30th. Congress still has to pass other appropriations bills before the continuing resolution ends. What does the road ahead look like over the next couple of months? Do you anticipate another shutdown on February 1st?
Well, I pray that we won't have another shutdown. I pray that this gives the Republicans, quite frankly, some breathing room, and it gives them an opportunity to stand up some of their false bravado with regard to caring about the health and safety of Americans. We do have folks like, for example, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's a staunch supporter of Donald Trump, who's indicated that she even sees that the healthcare crisis is too much. 114% increase on average for Americans is too much. And so maybe this will, you know, Republicans can stand down from their resolve that you're not going to negotiate with us until the government is open. Well, the government is open. So perhaps that was the thinking of the 8 Democrats. We're now, the government is open. We're giving you the breathing room to come to some sense about how we move forward.
Well, breathing room has to mean that House members are in session. I mean, you know, the House didn't do any legislative business for the entire length of the shutdown, nearly 8-week absence. What does an empty House say about the chamber you've served in for 20 years?
Well, What it says to me is that President Trump was right. He's both the president and the Speaker of the House. You know, that he shut the House down because of his own ego and because of his own resolve to downsize the government as he has done. You know, his big threat, one of the things is that was negotiated is to return fired employees, people who were fired during the shutdown. Well, he had already fired 200,000 federal employees, doged them out, forced them out. You know, this president is determined to destroy the administrative state, as it were.
There is a growing list of House Democrats who are calling on Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to step down over his inability to hold the caucus together during this shutdown. Should Senator Schumer step aside from leadership?
I that's a rabbit hole. I'm not going down that rabbit hole. I mean, we are where we are. Okay. Here's where we are. I'm not in the Senate. I don't have any comment on that.
Okay. Let me ask.
We are where we are. I don't know. Moving the furniture around in the room, what difference is it going to be? I mean, they have control of the White House, the Supreme Court. Let me add that. The House of Representatives and the presidency. And I think that, you know, our biggest thing is to keep the public on our side. The public has agreed. The public sees who is denying people of health care. The public sees who's denying people food. The public sees who they are. And I don't want to deflect and turn this all on Chuck Schumer and make him the villain.
So that it all sounds like it goes back to what you said before, that you only have your vote.
That's all we got.
Representative Moore, thanks for joining us.
And thank you.
That is Democratic U.S. Representative Gwen Moore of Milwaukee, who's represented Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District since 2004. We've been talking about the end to the government shutdown, the House vote last night to approve the funding package that President Trump signed on day 43 of the shutdown. And throughout this time, Wisconsin Today has talked with our state's congressional delegation on both sides of the aisle in both chambers. You can join in with your question. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.